The following is an exclusive presentation of Rave TV.
World champion, Baltimore Ravens.
Ravens on three. One, two, three.
A showdown of opposites for the Ravens Sunday in Chicago as they head out on the road to take on the Bears. Good evening. Welcome to Ravens Report. I'm Jerry Sandusky. More than just teams from opposing conferences, very different styles of teams on Sunday. The Ravens have struggled this year with a run game. The Bears have struggled with run defense. Bears quarterback Jay Cutler, the number one in Chicago, won't play on Sunday because he can't stay healthy, while Joe Flacco will start in his 90th consecutive regular season game. One point of commonality, both teams know Sunday is crucial to their playoff hopes. Even with opposite records, Chicago at 5-4, the Ravens at 4-5. And the key for a Ravens win Sunday, poise. Maintaining it in the face of the struggles that will surely present themselves on the road. And John Harbaugh feels very good about his team's ability to hold its poise, especially after the way they won last Sunday against Cincinnati.
Down the middle, it's intercepted. James Ahenable. Pocket collapsing. He's sacked by Elvis Dumervil. Pocket collapsing, and Dalton is pulled down at the 30-yard line. D'Angelo Tyson with the sack.
Our defense played brilliantly throughout, but to face what we faced at the end of the game and to kind of gather ourselves up and come back and win the football game says a lot about our guys. I mean, you have to be proud of that. As a fan or as a coach, you just have to be. And that's special, and that shows us that we have what it takes to win those kind of games. And I'm really happy about that. Plus how much poise they showed. There's a lot of stuff going on, you know, and I think a lot of things happened throughout the course of that game and at the end of the game that our guys, you know, held their poise when they needed to and didn't react in a way that would have cost us, and I'm proud of that.
Down the middle, it's thrown high, it's intercepted. Ahenable has it at midfield. Bengals 40, near sideline 30, 25. Dalton to throw on first down, and it is possibly intercepted. Picked off by the Ravens. They come up with the interception.
We needed some turnovers on defense. You know, we've been playing good defense, but the interceptions especially. You know, I think we've done a good job in the back end. We've got a good group in the back end, and we continue to improve. But to get the turnovers is the key. Webby made a great play on the one he went in there and took. I thought James did a great job in terms of staying in position, and there was good pressure on those that forced errant throws. Those were big, plus we got some returns off of both of those. You know, those are things that are pluses for us, and we just got to keep building on that.
Again, Dalton to throw from the goal line, deflected and incomplete. And once again, a Raven got his hands on the ball.
A good pass rush, you know, leads to good coverage, and good coverage leads to good pass rush. Those things definitely go hand in hand. And I thought we did a good job with the game plan of mixing up pressures and coverage. We were in three-man rushes, we were in four-man rushes, we were in five-man rushes, and we were even in some six-man rushes throughout the course of the game. So Dean did a great job with that. Well, Chicago's got weapons. You know, they it seems like most of these teams do. And these guys have got big-time receivers, and they're big receivers. They're big guys that can run. They've got a wide catch radius. They do a great job. You know, Coach Trestman does a great job putting the offense together. So it's that way every week in this league. We're going to have to do a great job on defense. The Amos Alonzo Stagg Coaching Award. It's a great award. You know, it's something that I think most coaches know about. When you look at who's won it in the past, it's very special, and it's for innovation in the game. Coach Stagg, really, all football runs through Amos Alonzo Stagg. Newt Rockne said that, so that should tell you. And about helping young people, you know, little league football, those kind of things, high school football, you know, he epitomized, you know, the character building aspect of football and what coaches should stand for and what they should be about, and that's what the award speaks of. So it's something that, you know, does mean a lot. To me, it means a lot to my family. I know my dad's very proud of that, and it's special.
Other winners of the Amos Alonzo Stagg Award include Super Bowl winners Bill Belichick and Tony Dungy. But for John Harbaugh and his coaching staff, the challenge shifts quickly to Chicago. Larry Rosen sits down with offensive coordinator Jim Caldwell to start breaking down the Ravens' game plan for the Bears.
Thank you, Jerry Sandusky. Welcome to Game Plan Offense, indeed, with Coach Caldwell. Coach, a team that you'll face in the Chicago Bears that look like a very opportunistic group. They lead the NFL in forced fumbles, third in interceptions, and they get a lot of productivity from across that whole defense, don't they?
They certainly do. I mean, it's a unit. Mel Tucker has those guys playing extremely well together. Their scheme is such where they don't try to fool you necessarily. They'll give you some looks that'll give you, you know, things you have to be concerned about in terms of the blitz and things of that nature. But for the most part, they're good, sound, fundamental team.
They're missing a couple of key starters, but they've got a pro bowler on the outside, and when you go to the tape, you've seen this act before from Mr. Peppers, haven't you?
No question about it. You know, obviously, Julius Peppers has been around a little while, and he's one of those guys that I think year in and year out, you're going to see at least a few of these plays show up. He's an ex-basketball player, obviously, so he has length. He's very instinctive, and here he tips it up in the air. Not only just tips it in the air, he catches it, bats it back to himself, and goes with it. You know, I've seen him do things like that before where he's jumped in the air and caught it, you know, in terms of a pass standing there at the line of scrimmage. And the other thing you'll notice about these guys is the fact that there's a lot of people around the football. They have great morale. They move quickly to the ball, and they quickly take advantage of any opportunity that presents itself.
On the backside, Major Wright is their leading tackler, forces fumbles. He is a major hitter at number 21, dropping down in the box.
He certainly is, and what they do with him, obviously, is give him an opportunity to get involved in the fray, and he comes down with some force. You can see he gets those guys lined up in terms of the ball carriers, and when he hits, I mean, obviously, he's got some punch, and he creates turnovers. And once again, you can see a number of guys around the ball, you know, and recovering those fumbles. So that's one of the reasons why they're up there in the upper echelon of the league.
And Peanut Tillman will be out for the year, a Pro Bowl corner, but his replacement, Zach Bowman, is a nice player.
He sure is, and he's one of those guys that has played a significant amount of time for them throughout the year. He's got a good feel for the defense. You can see here he's really kind of feeling things out. They know they have a stunt coming off of Manning's right side here, and he's just kind of sitting, playing the ball. He's got his eyes on the quarterback all the way in this situation and really makes a heck of a play in terms of interception. And when they get it in their hands, they know what to do with it as well.
They only have 14 sacks as a group. Do they not blitz pressure? Are they more of a coverage team, or does that number belie what they really do?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at it, oftentimes they really have put a lot of pressure on the quarterback. That, you know, they may not have the sacks in terms of the numbers, but what they do with the turnovers, you know, I think in itself, you know, just speaks loudly for how well they play the game.
They are a +8 turnover group, number 1 in forced fumbles, number 3 in interceptions. Protecting the football will be critical at Soldier Field. AAA's presentation of Ravens Report is brought to you by M&T Bank, proud to be the official bank of your Baltimore Ravens. By MedStar Health, the official medical team of the Baltimore Ravens. And by AAA, a proud partner of the Baltimore Ravens.